All right, ladies and gentlemen, today we have Alexis Tay with us. We just finished a shoot and she decided to sit down for a minute and have a little bit of a conversation. Alexis Tay, everybody. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm a lot better now.
I mean, I'm really good now. Yeah.
So we just finished up a shoot, as several of my podcasts start off, and I'm finding out that there's a different dynamic depending on what's going on. Like, if I have someone come in here and there's no shoot, we talk differently. Then we're like, oh, look, I just did these really dirty things, and now I'm in a really good mood. So let's start with something as simple as, how long have you been in the industry?
Yeah, a little over a year in January.
Okay. So you're still a baby. A baby. When we're not saying baby, just younger, newer.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say, let's get you to come on in here. Lean on in here and have a conversation.
Okay, can I put my elbows on the table?
Yeah, do it. Well, even get close enough, I'll tickle your fingers every once in a while. So, last January was a year, so you're a little over a year now, so you're still very much brand new starlet kind of thing.
Yeah, something like that.
There we go. I don't want to have it like it punching you in the side of the head.
Every month seems like a year, though. Every shoot seems like a year.
It does. I think it's because you get to a point where once you've done it, when you first come in, you're like, fuck yeah, this sounds great. This is awesome. I can't wait to go do this. And I want to go do this. And suddenly you're like, fuck, am I doing that again already?
Yeah.
But you know what?
In a good way. It's all good. Yeah.
It's not a bad thing, because you can have the situation to where you have people, and I've talked with people several throughout. I mean, I'm doing this a long time, but having people who they come in and they're like, fuck, there's this brand new girl or there's brand new guy, and let's shoot the fuck out of them. And everybody wants to shoot you. And you're like, fuck, I'm a star. I got all this money. And then nobody's calling you back because everyone just shot you.
Yeah, I mean, that's what all the new girls go through, I'm told, because it happened to me. It's like you shoot a lot for like 4 months and then, 4 to 6 months, and then it kind of slows down a little bit. And that's normal. That's fine. But it's scary after, you feel like you're like on top of the world, and then it almost like it reality checks you really quick.
Right. And you got to be pretty responsible with
your money.
Yeah.
And in yourself, honestly. Like, it's like not even the money, it's more of just like the lifestyle in general. It like promotes a lot of like, it's like fast paced and what would the word be? I don't know. It's just like there's always something you can do to get ahead, but that doesn't mean it's like good or healthy.
Right. I'm like, stay right there.
Okay. I'm a wobbler.
It's okay. It's all right. So you've been here now that I'm thinking about it. This is February
6th. I started January 4th. I flew out January 4th. I did my first shoot like the 7th, I believe. So it's,
Damn. So I shot you right as you were coming into the industry the first time.
Holy and hell. Honestly, like, this is like, I used to watch Kink Gangbangs. This is really like one of the main reasons I wanted to join porn, is because I wanted to explore this side of stuff.
Kink stuff?
Yes, and I knew that otherwise I never would have been able to, because it's like, I live from Pittsburgh and there's not.
Well, they're
usually
there.
They're there, but like, it's like anything, you have to find them, but this isn't something that, you really can play with. It's like someone chokes you the wrong way once and you're, disabled or dead.
Right.
So
then it's something, and it's easier when there's a production going on, because you can sit there and say.
And it's safe. Everything's on camera.
Right. Yeah. Because, there's people, there's not necessarily mean that it's not going to be bad stuff, but it does help to know that there's, especially if it's a reputable company, especially like Kink or some of the other companies that I'm not going to necessarily speak for, but I can speak for our company, who you come in and it's safe and it's controlled and it's, you're well taken care of by people.
There's multiple people on set that makes me feel really safe, because even if one person ignores something, it would be like everyone would have to suck for something really bad to happen.
Yeah. So was I the first shoot? The shoot?
Yes.
Holy shit.
I was blessed.
I was going to say that you came in fucking swinging for the fences. That one.
Yeah, but it's spoiled any other experience after that now, because it's like I start there and it's
everything else. You're like, okay, come on, get up here with me. That's pretty, thank you, that's very sweet of you.
I hope
I'm not blushing now. I'm like, damn it. So what other stuff that's, since you've been in the industry, what other kind of, have you had other fantasies that you're like, fuck, outside of, I mean, because obviously Kink is what you came in for, but have there been other things, like, a double anal or a big gangbang?
I mean, I don't. So I'm like, how much should I say? So I did double vag. That was cool for like my own content or whatever.
What did you have? So tell them. You can brag.
Well, okay.
How do they find it? I mean,
okay, let's start with this story because this is a decent one. Okay, so let's say I had a crush on this boy.
Okay.
And we shot together, and he's like, all right, well, I like to double team girls with my friend. Everyone's good. If anyone sees this, they're going to know who it is. But it's like I want to double team with my friends, and I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. Like, yeah, double teaming.
Sounds
hot. Yeah, I love getting two men. That's, like, my favorite type of day. And, yeah, and we're just, like, in the car on the way there, and we're talking, and I'm like, I kind of, like, want to be stuffed, you know, because I can't do, like, you know, DP or anything yet, so... I kind of want to be stuffed. He's like, I mean, well, we have the dicks for it. So, yeah, that's pretty much just what happened is I was just getting fucked. And
can we ask, is it, I mean, by all means, you can tell me, you can go fuck myself. Is there, was this industry boys?
Or? Yeah, they're industry boys. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And you did this for your, is it OnlyFans?
Yeah, it's on like many vids and you can buy it on my OnlyFans.
Okay.
Yeah,
there's tell them where your OnlyFans is, Selena.
My OnlyFans is... Alexis Tayx, so onlyfans.com/AlexisTayx. I don't remember what my many vids is. It's probably just
gotta do better.
I've only been doing it for like a month because I've been really doing the OnlyFans for almost a year now.
Okay.
But the many vids I literally just started and
is it working for you so far?
Yeah, it's like but like same with OnlyFans. It took me like 4-5 months to, you know, make over like
Making traction.
Yeah, to make it worth the effort, you know? Right. And so, but ManyVids is nice because you just kind of put it up and...
sit back and wait.
Yeah, it just, you don't have the, you know, all the time interaction.
And there's so many of those that are out there that have, and I'll tell you what, you can text me or the wife and we'll get in touch with you and I'll find out what the stuff is. So when I go to post this, because it'll probably be a little while.
Yeah.
And I'll make sure so when we do, this does go live, I'll have all of your stuff on there so people that are watching. So you're going to have to watch it if you want to know. But I've noticed that because there's so many things, there's the mini vids, there's the clips for sale, there's the model hub, there's all of this
AP clips, there's just for fans, there's a lot of things.
There's Fan Centro, there's all of this shit. So, and it's, I think it's being smart.
AVN Stars.
That's the new one. So having it to where you're like, all right, this is my... here's the two places you can find it, or even having one. And I've noticed that a lot of girls, that's kind of their thing. They stick to one and then maybe they don't talk about it and stick it somewhere else, which is
That's like pretty much what I do is I basically use my OnlyFans and that's what I'm on. That's like, I use that as a premium Snapchat as a, you know, like way to talk to people, whatever. Right. But I also link them my many vids, you know, if they're like, okay, can I buy this full video? I'm like, here's my many vids. And it's
that's
just
smart.
Yeah. Cause then it helps, you know, if I don't need the money right then and there, then it's, you know.
And I think that's like, and we were talking about this that we're going to get into in a second, is the being prepared and knowing, because a lot of times people come in this industry, like we said, and you come in and you're like, fuck all this money. And this, look at this money. Fuck it. Look at this check. Holy
it's
shit.
Not that much money.
And next thing you know, people want to go run around and buy a brand new car and move into a big house. And that shit stops. And they're like, fuck, how am I supposed to pay this bill?
Yep.
So... fuck it, let's just segue right into that. Yeah,
yeah.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Let's start. We'll go to that in a second. Let's go back to your dirty. Is there any more dirty stuff?
I'm like this. Like, I'm like a bouncy ball.
I am too. They're used to it. I've been
yeah, okay, cool.
I'm always that way.
Yeah, no, that was just a good day. And that, I don't know. I really like stuff like that. I just feel like a super slut. And I feel like, but that's how I have always wanted to feel. Like, I've always been, like, sexually repressed myself for, you know, getting called a hoe for doing this or that. And it's like they were completely irrelevant things. And now it's just cool to embrace it and to be able to just like embrace pleasure because that's all it is.
Yeah.
That's literally all of it. It's like I get pleasure in every single way and it's like really cool.
Do you have Facebook personal, and I don't say it by any means, but if you're on like some kind of personal that's not Alexis Tate, but it's your personal thing, do you have people coming from, you know, like, hey girl, what's up? I saw you do porn, and I mean, be like, fuck you. You called me a hoe in high school, bitch.
Well, I like use my personal Snapchat like normal, like,
it's okay.
11 go down.
11's down.
But I use my personal Snapchat like just normal, and honestly, everybody is really cool about it. You know, it's like, the boys that called me a hoe, they just look or they swipe up and they're like, this is so hot. What's your OnlyFans or whatever? Or they're trying, they hit me up, try to talk to me for free, and then I send them the OnlyFans. And they're like, what do you mean I got to pay? I went to school with you. I'm like, yeah, and you fucking bullied me. Yeah, so
you
thanks.
Were a piece of shit, yeah, so now like, you're going to pay
really
for it.
Mean, so if you were really mean.
Matter of fact, you're going to pay extra, motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you should do. Exactly. You should be like, you should have a link that goes to your OnlyFans for your real
$70.
Fans. $70. Yeah, and then the you high school motherfuckers that wants, yep. you want to see what you used to ridicule, yep. you're going to pay more.
Yep, but everyone's pretty cool about it, honestly. That's cool. I've literally had like one girl say one mean thing and that's it. Everyone else is keeps their mouth shut.
Well, I mean, I feel like, you know, when people start saying mean shit, that's when you get haters, and haters mean you're doing something right.
Yep.
Because if you don't have anybody mad at you, yeah. you're not yeah. so you're not doing it.
Yeah, then you're just yeah, boring, or you're, you know,
yeah, and that's
doing
the thing.
Nothing.
And that's how you, and it sucks that today's day and time that's how you can measure your success. And it's obviously not the main way, yeah. but that's when you're like, okay, I'm doing something right, cuz somebody's yeah. mad because
someone's
I'm successful.
Looking at you.
Right. Enough. Somebody's pissed off about something. Yeah. So, oh, well, you can't make them all happy.
Oh, well.
Fuck them. So, you've lived out your fantasies. Have you done everything you wanted to do, or are there still some things that you're like, you still got more stuff?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. I was going to say, after a year and a half, or not even a year and a half, barely a year being in the industry, you should.
I like bi guys, so that's my next venture.
Have you done that yet?
Am I personal? Kind of. Okay. But, yeah. I need now. I'm way different sexually now than I was like 3 years ago. You know, so
you're probably different even from a year ago when you started.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Yeah, I am embarrassed of everything I did before September. Every single thing is just like I couldn't even suck dick. It was so bad.
And you don't realize it until, especially when you're doing porn, when you have now you're watching yourself or someone that you're seeing other people do it all the time, and you're like, shit.
Oh, there's a technique there.
Look, ooh, what
I'm
the?
Like, that looks cool. Yeah.
I'm trying that one, and then all of a sudden, homeboy's fucking toes curl up and pull up the carpet, and his eyes roll back, and you're like, that's the trick.
There we go. Yeah, that's cool. It's like it's powerful.
Yeah, and the cool thing too. Sorry, I'm all froggy in the throat today. It's been the bi stuff is becoming a lot more acceptable. Mainstream.
Mainstream.
And like you and I were talking about on set earlier, it's like two boys fucking each other. Well, that's just gay. But two women fucking each other, somehow that's
so
straight.
What?
Yeah, it's so. No. This, whatever. You motherfuckers are confused.
Backwards.
So the bi thing seems to be becoming more acceptable, which is great because there's some amazing crossover performers and there's still a lot of old school thought process behind, well, they're crossover. Yeah. Here's the thing that a lot of people don't understand. In this industry, who have been around probably longer than me or you, and that's saying a lot because I'm old and have been here a while. You have people who say, all right, I'm your agent, Alexis. And you know what? You're not working with him because he's crossover. He's taking the same fucking test you are.
Exactly.
The same test.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter what
he
may.
Under the same standards. He has the same 24 hours in a day to go fuck around.
Right. All of these things are still there. There's still the same chances. But what it is because at one point there was a time where it wasn't as regulated with boy. And I say boy, gay because, well, same sex is gay.
Yeah.
Even though girl is straight. So it amazes me that you're taking the same test. It's not like, you know, well, you are going to go take this test, but since I do gay porn sometimes and now I'm doing straight, well, I'm going to take a different test that doesn't work. It just doesn't make sense.
No.
And, but yet there's still
people. It's literally all the same blood going to the same fucking place.
Getting the same fucking test.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Either way, it's becoming more mainstream, which good. It's about time.
Because people are younger coming in the industry, and like people around like my age, or like even my little brother is 18, is like their culture is just way different than it was like when my parents, because my dad will still say like little stuff to him like, oh, like you're wearing a rainbow book bag, and he's like, fuck off, like this is, like that doesn't mean anything now, you know.
Well, but even when I was coming up, it was the same thing. It was still really hardcore. Like in the 80s, it was you didn't have folks coming out, and if they were obviously, but as kids in school.
See, I went to school with kids that would paint their nails and dress like girls, and literally no one cared. Right. I mean, I know different other schools are different, but like at my school personally, no one gave a shit.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think it is changing because it's we as a society are growing. We're finally kind of growing up a little more and maturing. So it's not the same thing as when you had the wife better be at home cooking my meal and have it ready when I get home. Oh, now she can go home. She can go make the fucking bacon. She can come home and you can fry it up.
Yep.
Kind of shit. And
clean up after while our feet are up.
Yeah, and there's people that are, everything's becoming, it's, you can't sit there and just be a shit anymore. And yeah. people, it's becoming more of like, well, why not? And I think the women and men in this industry are kind of getting that way. You've got, you know, like some of the biggest name girls out there now that are like, you don't get to say, I don't get to do anything anymore because yeah. I am who I am.
And so, you have all the power now.
Yep. You know? So you've got Adriana Chechik, you've got Angela White, you've got Sherita Ville, who were fucking trans women, and looking at their age, it's like, what? What are you going to say to me?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's knocking like these walls
down.
You can't
knock me down. Yeah.
Right. I mean, and how I don't know how many years now, I don't have my computer with me today, but how many years that ABN has started recognizing trans performers? Yeah. Like it, that
probably
used
not
to not,
very long.
That used to not be a thing. Yeah. And, you know, it's slowly getting to where there's trans performers and now there's crossover. Like it's starting to become more and more. So I think by porn, which is, it's kind of skimming right now a little bit, but I think it's getting to where that's going to be the new thing. Mm. And I would love it because I've got a feeling that there's a lot more people that would, once that wall came down, there's a lot more people that are like, yeah, go ahead. That's all right. You can touch my dick.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
100%. Because it's like, I've even seen like it in person is like, it's almost like the person like kind of like wants something, but then it's like, there's, you know,
I can't be this way because I don't know who's looking.
Who, yeah, exactly.
But here's the thing, and not to knock any guy who is listening to me who, with his buddy, double teams a girl, but your dick's rubbing another dick.
Sorry.
Yeah. It doesn't mean that you're, you, here's the thing. One, titles or whatever. You can either, you can love your title and you can own it and you can demand people respect it, or you cannot give a fuck about titles and just do you. And to each his own. So some people can sit there and be like, oh, well, you know, I don't care because I'm doing my thing. Great, that's fine. You don't have to say whatever. Mm-hmm. I could give a fuck less. As long as people are, I say this all the time, as long as people are happy and it's consensual, I don't give a fuck what you're doing.
No fucks given.
Yeah, as long as it's consensual and it's legal,
yeah,
do what the fuck you want to do to make you happy.
That's also
there's that part too.
A key word.
I mean, but I feel like consent
and legality kind of are the same. Just can't,
I don't know. If you have two people doing the crazy shit to just, yeah, well, we're not even going to get into that. We're going to move on now. You know what we're going
to
do?
Demonetize.
Yeah, we're going to just get rid of that right now.
Trash that thought.
We're not even talking about that anymore. All right. So we talked about before we started, we wanted to talk about some things. Let's talk about being new in the industry and learning how, because it's not something, we don't have a handbook. Ooh. There's no online course. There's no, you know, Arizona State College or whatever the fuck that, the Phoenix College or whatever online.
Colleges suck.
There's no place. Yeah. There's no place that teaches you how to be your own brand, to do your own mark. And we have to.
Yeah, it's a great way to put it. Your own brand.
You have to be your own brand. You have to understand marketing. You have to learn basic marketing. You have to understand basic business operations, as far as like, you know, you have to know how to do you, how to take care of your brand, how to do your taxes, how to, you have to go find an accountant, you have to become, you know, get an LLC. There's all of this shit.
We don't learn this in school.
No, this is exactly none of the, and this is, doesn't mean that you're a porn star. This could be for any small business startup. And this, you know, I know people who have successful restaurants and I'm like, dude, what's your social media? And they're like, I don't have social media. I'm like, what?
How?
Fuck?
It's 2020. Yeah.
How the fuck
that's
do you
vital.
Don't have
social? You would be making a lot more money. If,
I know, like, and I talk about this all the time. I've got a sushi. We're sushi snobs. We go every week and, I should start like chiming for that shit. But, that guy, he owns it, and it's the, and we live in Vegas, and there's amazing fucking food out here.
Oh,
and
yeah,
every sushi place I've been to on the strip, and most of them that are off the strip, don't come close to this guy. And he's in a fucking strip mall all the way on the southwest side, and he doesn't use social media. And he was like, you know, JP, sometimes it's crazy, sometimes it's not. I'm like, you know how powerful this thing is? And he's like, but I don't understand it. I was like, I'll come in here and hang out and teach
you. For some sushi.
Yeah, then, but so it's so anyway, before I get sidetracked talking about sushi, because I'm gonna start getting hungry. Now it's, no one teaches you how to deal with your finances. No one teaches you how to do banking, investing, like I said, even if you get an accountant, like, just because some people try and do this shit on their own, it's like, dude, you gotta,
you need help.
You need help.
That's hard for some people to even say that they need help, especially when it's all like your own.
Yeah, and then there's the little tricks, like we were talking about, that is, there's the marketing. There's the things of knowing how to take your own photo.
When to post it, how to post it, what to caption to post it, where to post it. Like,
And then starting to do your own research and going, okay, I posted this selfie with this outfit on at this time of the day.
6 p.m. on a Tuesday.
So, yeah. And now you get to track it. And luckily, most Instagram, Twitter, they all have, you know, you can sit there and look at the analytics. Yeah. So you can know how it's doing. Yeah. And then you start, and if you sit there, but no one, a lot of people don't know that. Sit down and look at the analytics on every fucking post you do and see what it's doing, how many people got engaged. And then sometimes take that same photo and drop it on a Friday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and see if it did better than the Tuesday at 7 o'clock in the morning. So you can start finding when the times work best. And people, there's no place to find that. So
yeah, that's just and everyone is different. What works for one person is not going to work for you.
Right.
It's literally the people that you attract and bring in. It's different.
Right. So, with that being said, what have you found that you think like what's one of the things that you found that really works well for you? I'm not telling you like to give away like secrets or anything.
No, I always give away secrets because it's like there's enough money for everyone to make it. And I fucking hate when people try and like keep things secret. Like, no, as soon as I find something out about like OnlyFans or how to make money, I tell everybody I know.
Right.
Like,
that's brilliant because there's a lot of people that don't. They're like, this is mine. And even though there's a lot of us in this industry, this is still a really small knit industry.
Oh my God. It's like a big high school. It's the size of a
thing. It is. You know, for someone who's only been here for about a year, you're pretty fucking smart and on top of what's going on.
Yeah. Like, But honestly, it's just like consistency for me, at least. It's like the more I post and as long as I'm like, if I post, you know, 3 times a week on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm going to do a lot better than if I post Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then if I post on like a Sunday or something, I feel like I waste that post because people that I have on my accounts are generally checking around the same time and going on around the same time you know, so just honestly being really annoying on Twitter. The more you fucking post your links, the more people are going to buy.
Yep.
And that's something that I am still not good at because I hate looking at my page and it's me. But like, it's your brand. It's your job. It's like, do you have to push yourself or you're not going
to
sell?
Once you get to a point where you're iconic, then people are fine. That people are like, dude, did you know about Alexis Tay? They're like, who, what? And everyone's like, fuck, let me go find.
Yeah.
Then you're there. But until you get to that point,
You have to push yourself.
Yeah. And to assume that you are there when you're not, it's the dumbest thing in the world.
Shooting yourself in the foot.
And I, by no means, am there. But at the same time, it's like, I'm trying to look and see. I know better, but this thing.
What the face?
Yeah, sunglasses or a microphone, fuck the whole thing up. So let me see here. I need to airdrop you these photos anyway, but so on the Twitter account, I am either, because one of the things I've learned is this, is I'm going to take pictures of you throughout the shoot, a handful of pictures per scene, so you guys have them, and then most of you have a fuck ton more people following you than me.
Yeah.
So I'm at, let me see.
Well, probably not me.
I'm at a whopping 17,000.
Oh.
That's not bad for a guy that keeps his dick in his pants,
yeah.
Right? I've also been doing this since, when does it say join? Join May of 2009. So I've been doing this 11 years, which is sad now that you really think about 11 years and all I've got 17,000 followers, but who cares?
That's still 17. Think about if you didn't do this, if you had 1,000 followers, that's a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
So. I'm sitting here looking, so I've got like I pushed this thing this morning because we've got a new podcast that's actually coming out tomorrow. So this is being recorded on Thursday, everybody. Mm-hmm. And I put a little clip up of one of the shoots or one of the podcasts that's coming up to kind of stir stuff for it. And it's gotten like 1,100 reviews or almost 1,200 views. And then I just changed my profile picture recently because everybody's like, why is this motherfucker smiling? Like, I'm supposed to be a monster. And I'm all like, hey,
not on Twitter.
So I'm experimenting with it. But what I've learned is you take pictures of you girls.
Yep.
And then I give them to you.
Yep. And we post
them. And then you post them and tag me and then I can retweet them. So they still show up on my page. But I'm going to tell you right now.
And people follow you.
This one right here, 1100. Yeah. What is that? 1151.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I've never posted anything and got that much love.
151.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So I'm constantly working the brand. Yep. So there's, you know, the OnlyFans. There's the podcast again. There's more podcast stuff. Every once in a while, I sitting around with a buzz, and I come up with interesting things. The antidote is always in the poison. And then if I think I'm being funny, because I just went and bought this website.
I like that.
Yeah. I was on, I did a podcast with Sherita Ville, and we were talking about it, and I told her that, you know, that John Paul the Pope is about to become a saint, and we started shooting the shit, and next thing you know, I was sitting here live on the fucking podcast.
Like, I better buy that domain.
And I bought it. But yep. You see what I wrote? I was like, I forgot to mention that when I did my recent podcast with Cherie, I bought the new domain for those pesky, before the pesky little Christians could get to it. So, but it's the same thing. It's like having the models post it, and then it's getting, and then tagging me. So I'm taking the pictures, and I'm giving them to you, because if I post them, you're going to retweet them if you see it. And if you girls got enough of a following, you may not even notice I do it.
100% that happens a lot. They just get lost.
But it's being smart. But then it's also, you know, but it's trying to be relative. Like, there's the 24th, there's the 25th, there's the 25th again. It's
just like consistency.
Yeah, at least really once important. A day or so, I try and post at least one thing. And that's something, so anybody that's listening and you want to know, it's at least once a day is not bad.
Yeah.
At least once a day. Yeah. On Twitter.
Yeah.
I don't know about Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram, no. I mean, there are people that can post every day on Instagram. You're awesome, but I don't like taking pictures of myself enough.
Right. Honestly. That's a lot of fucking work. But the main thing is the analytics. Like, you can find these analytics on Twitter.
Out in the open for everyone. Yeah. We all have the same tools.
Yeah. And they're usually live. Like, you can sit there and watch it ticking when you, and I've, it's kind of fun. If you put something on Twitter and you know it's good, you sit back and watch it, just ding, ding,
it's,
ding,
I mean,
ding.
It's good, but it's also like a disease as well. True and too. It can be really addictive, and you find yourself, at least I find myself, sitting in a loop sometimes between Twitter and Instagram, And I'm like, fuck, I've been sitting here for 30 minutes and I haven't done anything.
Yeah.
Or even like read anything, you know, I'm just switching back and forth and
looking at your fucking notifications.
Skimming, looking at notifications. Exactly.
And that's the thing, too, is like, you have to be able to do it and put it down.
Yes.
You can sit there and go, okay, I've checked it, I did it, put it down. Yep. Even if it's put it down to stare at a fucking TV and watch something.
Yeah, it's better.
But it's something than to sit there and be like, oh, dude.
The endless stream of people's thoughts and pictures, and that's not no good for you.
Because it'll kill you, too. Social media, I feel like, is a blessing, and it's a disease at the same time. Yeah. Like, it's an amazing thing for the brand, to help build the brand, but it's also,
it's toxic.
Tough to you, but for people, because I talk about this a lot, and I love all of you that listen and watch, all of you good, great fans. I love you so much, but unfortunately there's the squeaky wheel gets the grease kind of thing. And it's those fucking assholes that put so much effort into being a bag of shit to you.
False person.
Yeah. And it's like, just shut up. Yeah. If you have, you know, that's our old thing. If you don't have anything nice to say, then shut the fuck up. Yeah.
Like, block.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. The block finger is strong.
I love the block button. Yeah. It's like,
I will block and report the fuck out of any kind
everyone.
Of
everyone. And I'll literally see, they won't even tweet to me. If I just see negativity, I'm like, you are getting reported. I hope your page takes.
I report every single fake account.
Yes.
Because there's so many of them. And Angela White.
And they scam money. Someone just messaged me on Instagram that there's a Snapchat of me. I've never really used Snapchat for like a month. Yeah. I use premium. But
that's the thing, is like, you have to sit down, and the fans, you guys fucking do your research. Yeah,
it's not that hard. It's really not. If someone has 100 followers and they're asking you for money and they have a picture of they're not real.
And as far as I know, any porn star that I've ever known that needed assistance, they set up a GoFundMe page.
Yeah, or they tweet about it. They're not messaging individual people. Hey, babe, do you have any money for me?
No, like, hot son of a bitch. Can I
get? Yeah, like, no, that's not real.
No. And if they are, then they're probably, well, stop fucking with it. If you have, 99.9% of adult performers, whether they're in the financially in the right space or not, are not on social media begging for money.
Absolutely not. Yeah. No.
So stop falling for that shit. Do your fucking research. Yeah. And there's Dani Daniels. She's a friend of mine, and she talks about this all the time, because she apparently is there was a study, and apparently she is one of the most, if not the top, faked account on social media.
I mean, I can
which
see
is
that.
Hilarious,
because she looks like an average girl.
She's retired. That girl's been retired for like fucking 5 years, and she's so still beautiful. Being the most. It's crazy. And she, every once in a while, she'll snap and she'll go on social media. Not snap like Snapchat, but snap and like, stop being stupid.
Yes, that's all it is. I'm sorry. Stop being dumb. It's really not that hard. actually.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Like you said, look at the amount of followers that the girls have. And
look at the type of tweets. If they're retweeting, like, you know, foreign links, it's probably not a real person behind it, or a woman behind it.
And if they're asking for money, look around, because they have friends in the industry who
will gladly give them money. Like anybody.
I'm trying. There we go. So Danny Daniels, she is sitting at on and the check mark too. Look for the fucking check mark. Make sure they're make sure they're verified. If you see a Danny Daniels and we're just going to use her since we're talking about her, and it has like 14,000, wrong.
Yep. Yeah, that doesn't even make sense.
No. When you have someone that's that big, that's been doing it this long, you know, and this is...
Their real accounts should be easy to find.
Yeah. And that's the thing, though, but when these fucking fake ones will come and tag me because they're trying to replicate everything... Bitch, don't tag me.
Block.
I will report. I do is report. I report the fuck out of any Danny Daniels and any fucking I don't see as much of Danny anymore because she doesn't perform. So it's not like, but like Angela White, they constantly, I'm like, stop, motherfuckers. So you guys be careful because
people will be copying your whole livelihood and scamming people that, you know, could have actually been a real fan of you and, you know, you could have given them a good interaction, but they got it tainted and ruined, and that opinion will never change. That just is going to show for, you know, sex workers as a whole. That's not going to be, oh, fuck this bitch. It's going to be, fuck all those whores, you know?
Right.
Because that's how it goes.
But they have, and I've told this story before on the podcast, Danny and her husband walking down the street of New York, where they live, walking down the street, and someone found them and served them papers. They found out what their legal names were, tracked them, and then ran up and said, you've been served, and handed them papers. And they had a fucking official lawsuit coming at them because of some motherfucker that got scammed out of, like, stupid money. Like, I think it was 15, 20, whatever it was. It was a ridiculous. And then they were... So now they know who the real Danny Daniels is.
Yeah.
Because they have a lawsuit, but they weren't smart enough not to get scammed out of 10, 15,
That doesn't 20, even make sense.
No, it's stupid. So
sounds like someone made their own account.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is people are these bags of shit that are doing this are taking advantage of the loyalty that you guys as performers have. Because they're like, okay, well, I can get in, and if I can get one, hook them. And I can get them to give me any money. Fuck, if I can get each one of them to give me $20, you're fucking filthy rich.
You're living, yeah.
Yeah, that's not a bad way to make money. I mean, it's a shitty way to make money, but it's, you know.
It's a way.
And people
think it's the internet, so it's not affecting your real life. But, like, you know, and as much as the internet's not real, it's, like, it's still where a lot of people now, like, this is our entire livelihood, you know.
Right.
Getting someone's account, a real account taken down, or losing credibility on your real account can... literally ruin your finances or ruin your reputation, your life. Like,
right. So you guys be safe, be careful, pay attention to what you're doing. And if you so desperately want to give one of your idols or one of your favorite stars money, look, do your research.
Do some research.
Yeah. Because I'm sure, including me, and I'm sure you wouldn't mind if somebody wanted, you want to throw $5,000-$6,000 around?
Oh, throw it. Yep. Here's my Cash App. It's in my bio.
We'll do it. So, and that's the thing is it. And we all love the positivity that we get from most of the fans and the love and the loyalty and even the gifts that I know a lot of you guys, like a lot of you girls get. I've got a couple fans that have bought me some cool shit. Yeah, I appreciate you all.
Appreciate the hell out of you.
But it's
super cool.
Yeah, it just it tears me apart. And again, I say this once I tell stories like this, and then it goes into this isn't just porn. There's people out there who are getting scammed to all hell. There was a woman that's recently that my wife is in some mom group on Facebook, like you are. And there was a mom in her group who got scammed out of like fucking $30,000-$40,000. And I forget what, and I don't know, but it was one of those, it seemed so, we're looking at it and it's like, whatever, but some people, dude, I almost got scammed back in LA a long time ago. I was one of those guys who was about to send money across seas because these people.
Bring a girl or help a girl out.
No, because there was this great house that we found and I'm like, this is the most beautiful house in the world. And they're like, we're missionaries over in Africa trying to help the blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, fucking, wait a minute, because they're like, just send us the first month, the second month, and the deposit, or the first month, last month, and the deposit, and we'll send you the keys. And I was all like, yeah. So people are out there and people fall. I mean, there's people all the time that, you know, if you make a dedication or a donation to like a presidential fund to help, you know, them run for office. Or is it that? I think that's what it is. And if they succeed, but then for the campaigning, then you kind of become on, you get on a mailing list and suddenly you're getting personalized messages from people. And I know someone that is their mom every year gets excited because she, baby, look, the Obama sent me another letter. Honey, no. It's the sweetest thing. Yeah. And that's why they usually go after older people because the technology kind of slipped on by them and they're like, I can pull this bullshit
off. That's how my mom is. I'm like, she'll call me and be like, oh, well, this person said that if I, I'm like, mom, do not open any links. Don't even open your email, like, first of all. But like, no one is trying to send you free money. No one's trying. It's never that easy. If it seems too good to be true, it's too good to be true. And that's just that.
Exactly. All right. Let's get past all this stuff. Let's talk about some fun stuff. I know you're like, look, how much fun are we have? So you said that you started looking at BDSM. What is the kind of, like, what gets you excited? I mean, what was it when you saw it and you were like, all right, something, because there's all of us, there's a switch at some point that's like, hey, I mean, and everyone's different. Like, you know, Anna Fox tells a story of how she's like, she was on set and someone was like, what were they saying? They were talking about kink. Yeah. And she was like, what are you guys talking about? And they're like, oh, you don't want to know, it's a really tough shoot and it's blah, blah, blah. And she was like, oh, yeah? Tell me more. And it wasn't her excited. It was more of like...
like determination.
I can do it. And it became more of an I dare you kind of thing. Or I bet you can't. And she got in there and she had never looked at it and was like, ooh, that looks hot or that looks sexy. She just was like, how hard could it be? And then when she started doing it, she was like, this is kind of hot. Yeah. So with that being said, what was it that kind of clicked? What was it that started to where you, because you said you watched it prior to getting in the industry. When did you realize that that was something that you liked?
I don't know, honestly. I feel like it's like maybe like the pain part of it, because when I was younger, I was kind of into pain. Like it's kind of gross, but like I was like, you know, I like self-harm when I was younger, but it was weird to me because when I was doing it, it wasn't it's a release, you know, it's like, it doesn't hurt. It's not like, I'm like, ugh, like, it's like, I do it and it's like, you know, and that's like literally the first way that I learned to calm myself down, you know?
Right.
And so I feel like that this is just kind of like a, like maybe like a healthy extension of it. But, you know, I always saw it and I know online that people aren't going to be doing things, you know, and actually getting the shit beat out of them if they weren't enjoying it. And so to watch someone like orgasm while they're being hit or, you know, restrained, that kind of like changed stuff in my mind. I'm like, oh, it's kind of like what already happens to me, but in a way better way.
Right. Do you feel it's more positive?
Yeah. It's super positive compared to, you know, other alternatives of.
Right. Because, unfortunately, that could lead to self-destruction going the wrong way.
Yeah, very, very much. But it's like, it could be a healthy outlet for it, because there's nothing wrong with feeling that way or, you know, liking pain. But like, if you're inflicting pain on yourself, that's, you know.
Right.
Not good.
Now, do you think, when you were younger, do you think that when you were doing that it wasn't so much that there was, I'll just be straight. Was it that you had the urge that I want to hurt myself, or was it that you were chasing the release that calmed you down? It's the release.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That makes sense. Much. Yeah. Yeah.
And now you found like this healthy outlet where you're like, I can still get that release.
Yeah. Just way healthier.
And sexualize it.
Yeah. Yeah. And even that, just like becoming more sexual is a release in itself, you know?
Right.
And like, yeah, because I used to repress myself a lot. I wouldn't even like, I was really self-conscious and insecure about every little thing. Like, oh my gosh, does my breast smell, or I made this weird noise, or what if I moan too loud? And so,
it's weird to me because I feel like so many humans in general are that way.
Yeah, just like very hyper aware, like very self-conscious.
Very self-conscious. And it comes from going to school and being around all of these other people who you're so judged on the clothes that you wear, what your hair looks like, the color of your skin, what neighborhood you live in.
Yep, what your parents are.
Who your parents are, what your parents drive, what they do for a living. And
how you speak.
Fuck cares, Oh, for fuck's sakes, be careful how you speak. But I mean, it just amazes me that something that's so trivial. Like, who the fuck cares? None of that matters. None of that matters when you get out of school. None of that matters.
Nothing matters. Yeah.
The only time that I think that your parents, what your parents or who your parents are matters after you get out of school is because you're getting ready to be in, like, have a ceremony where you become a legal couple.
Yeah.
Meaning some kind of marriage or something, some kind of ceremony. Because then you're like, all right, I got to meet the parents. Like, what are your parents? Then you start worrying. Yeah. But that's not like you're not judging going, oh, I'm not going to marry this bitch because her dad's a lawyer. It's more, you see what I'm saying?
But
it's,
I mean, I'm not going to marry someone if their dad's a racist.
There's very much that too. So it does make sense. But what I'm saying is it's amazing that at such a young age, we are judged so hard by the people that are around us that it gives every one of us a weird little tick. All of us have this weird little, we're hyper conscious about what's going on. Or we turn into complete assholes because of being fucked with so hard. And most of us, I feel like most of us come out on the other side. And I won't say, when I say unscathed, I don't mean that nothing happened to us, because everything happens to us. Yeah. I mean, all of us go through shit, whether how big a, you know, is a different story. But being, when I say unscathed, meaning that they come out on the other side, that they're still alive and they've still figured out a way that this sucks and I have a past and it maybe not be the best one, but I'm moving forward and I'm not letting that dictate where I'm going from now on. And that's the hardest part, I think, because like I said, we all have trauma. We all get fucked with, we got picked on, we had sexually assaulted. I was talking about that recently too, that, you know, that back in the day, back in the 80s, there were things that boys did, like me, who you get your little ass thrown in jail for now.
I think about that a lot, actually, because, like, same thing, even when I was younger, like, in middle school stuff, I remember, like, guys always, like, there was girls with big boobs and stuff, and they're like, oh, yeah, melons, jugs, or, like, I remember you used to get, like, you know, guys would come up, or they'd grab your ass or grab your pussy, and, like, that was normal, but, like, now that's...
And you know what that is? Sexual touching unconsensually...
That's rape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's also traumatic, and it's too, and this is, and I talk about this a lot with, I'm going to bring it up because here it comes, with disco, is what was acceptable back then, which is weird playing that music and the subject that we're talking about, but was we were doing things because it was acceptable. And it was going out there, boy, try again. No, no means no, motherfucker.
Yep.
No,
I'm not sure means no. Anything but yes, I completely love this, or like, is a no.
Right.
You know?
And
intoxication is a no.
Right.
That is something that is, I feel like, was really big in high school. And that, looking back, I'm like, wow, yeah, that was really fucked up and shouldn't have happened, but I was intoxicated, or she was intoxicated, and you know.
And that, yeah, and it's, there shouldn't be. And I think, as I said earlier, as a society, we're growing up and we're being more responsible and going, you know, and even like as a dad, like with me raising a child, a son, who I'm teaching very much that this is the way a man is, but that man doesn't go around putting his hands on a woman. Nope. He doesn't go because all of his friends think it's funny.
Taking what they want.
Yeah. No, you, and I, we, that's one of the one things, like, we, a lot of stuff can slide because he is a kid, but no, always means no.
Yes.
And he gets, but it's a hard thing. It's hard for people that are 30, 40 years old, be like, no means no. And they're like, but you know, maybe I'll do it in a second. Yeah. No, motherfucker.
That's a hell no.
No means no.
Stop.
Right. It's being, taking responsibility and taking, and knowing that you can't do those things, because it does inadvertently, that one girl that's walking down the hall, that one boy, that one time, the very first time, walks up and grabs her ass, could affect her entire fucking life.
Yeah.
Because she could have woke up that morning and God knows what was going on, or she could be having the best day in the world. And, but it doesn't matter, because you don't fucking do it.
Yeah.
And the accountability of people today to start doing better with things like that, or just being aware that, or taking ownership. You know what? I did make a mistake. I did fuck up. I did cross a line, and I'm sorry I did that. Yeah. Not, well, you know, it was acceptable. Fuck that. Don't make an excuse. Own it.
Do better.
You did something you weren't supposed to, whether it was acceptable or whether it was okay back then.
It's not now.
It's not now. So own the fact that you fucked up and don't do it again, and try and do better by teaching other people not to do the same shit.
And that's the only way that things are going to change is like you learn.
Right.
And from other people, and you look like it. Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Sorry. I had to make sure that nothing was wrong because the in-laws just got here.
Oh, boy.
So, not to be too dark because we're talking about all this stuff, so I don't want to get too much into this stuff. But I don't, it's kind of up to you.
I'm like pretty good.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like, we kind of went in a way that I don't remember the original question.
I don't know. Started. No, who knows? it's going to be like that. Yeah.
So what is your opinion about, that's what we were talking about, BDSM, and we kind of got into the thing. And we were talking about the healthy release opposed to the bad things. You were talking about the cutting. Now that you've found it, do you feel that, and by all means, you can tell me to fuck off. Mm-hmm. Now that you've found this like healthy release for the kind of like finding it, do you still seek out like, maybe I should?
No, no.
You're 100%
like, that was like when I was, that was done before I was even 18. That was like more of a, you know, childish thing.
Okay.
But, you know, from the age of like, probably 16 or 17 when I stopped, you know, really doing it till now I'm 22.
Right.
I started when I'm 21. That's a lot of time and that's a lot of life in between, you know, where I didn't know what the fuck to do at all. Like, you know, so there's like different outlets. There's different ways of like kind of like self-destructing, and they're all, you know, it's whatever the flavor of the week is.
Right. Well, that's good. That makes
even
me happy.
Yeah. Even seeing like seeking out like bad relationships, you know, when I was younger, like that's a form of self-harm. And
right. You know, and anytime you guys that listen to me, have been listening to me for a while, do you know that, are you familiar with Pineapple Support?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was going to say, because I'll put the link down below for anybody, because anytime I get deep into like psychological stuff like this or stuff that's like traumatic, I try and
have it there.
Yeah, it's good just for people because they hear it and like, oh, wait a minute. And I fucking slipped one time and one of the fans, and they were like, hey, where's that thing? You talked about the thing. Where's the thing? And I'm like, oh, shit. And I went and like redid it, because it is. I feel like it's important if you, especially with having the platform that I have, that's, you know, kind of getting a little footing and it's getting people listening, and having them listen to these things and hear them go, oh fuck, okay. Especially if there's one person, one boy or girl, doesn't matter, one person, you can be gender fluid, I don't give a shit, but if there's one person who ever hears any of this and, excuse me, they can relate, or it sparks something to make them go, I need to fix it, or even to hear that this is something they can relate to, whether it's with you or something I say or any model. And then they go, well, there's this thing down below. It's worth everything that we ever do, because it's going to help somebody. Yeah. So see, guys, I'm trying to be good. Looking for the good stuff.
A good villain.
All right. So we're going to flip the page to the next thing. So now that you've found BDSM, what is it that obviously we know it's the release. So what is it when you do BDSM scenes that, when did you learn you could sexualize the pain, I guess? That's the question I want to know, or the answer I'm looking for. Like, was there, like, when it first happened, were you like, fuck, shit? Or was it one of those, it took a second to sexualize it?
It took a while to sexualize it, for sure. There was a guy that I was with before, like, right before I started porn, or as I started, we were kind of still together, and he's really the first person I ever like sexually explored with.
Okay.
You know, like he just,
you see that too, right?
Yeah. Oh my god,
I'm like, is it, there's no bugs out here in Vegas. Sorry guys, we get distracted, something just floated right through the studio, and well, there's no bugs in the studio. That was fucking weird.
Oh boy, a little ghosty.
I was gonna say, you believe in ghosts?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll have to talk to that after this. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, but I think it was just more like he was the first guy that I was sexually comfortable with and that I trusted to literally trusted. I knew that he was not going to hurt me no matter what he was doing sexually to me. I knew that he did not want to inflict any pain on me.
Right.
Or actual harm, you know, or anything I didn't like.
He was safe.
Yes. And that was like that was the first experience I've ever had like that. And I was with a lot of guys before that. And he was just doing little things like toys and stuff, but that's all, you know, restraining my hands or choking me a little bit. But like, it was the safety. It was the trust, I guess, that like, that was like really cool for me.
Right.
Cause I'm not like
huge, dude. It's super huge. Yeah. It's there's I mean, and with I'm one. That's one of the things about me that I'm not into being tied up because I've got a lot of trust issues, and yeah. I have. I'm just, it's not my thing. Like, I can do the pain. I like to do the, all the, you know, the different things, but I don't like being tied up. Like, it's just not my thing. And I know that there's irony somewhere there because I tie people up for a living. Yeah. But,
and it's like, I like the, I'm like a control freak. I feel like a lot of people probably say this, but like, I'm literally so calculated and like on it all the time. So like, this is like, it's like the most relief I could ever get. Like I get, right. I'm so tired of being on top of things and being assertive. Like I just want to, you know,
a lot of people
I
are
just want to let it out. You know, I just want to be used. I just want to, you know, do what you want to me. I don't want to tell you what I want. I want you to do it. Like read my body. Like, I don't know. It's,
I found that people that the more power they have, the more in control they need to be. And those are the ones that need the most. Yes. They need people to tell them. And obviously it's always done in a way that you, like I told you, you're the one that's ultimately in control. Yeah. It's the reference I use. It's like if you go to a spa and you say, I want a back rub and I like my legs massaged and then like hot rocks. Yeah. You don't tell them exactly how to rub your back because you trust the motherfucker to do what you ask them. It's the same thing. So you come in and you basically fill out your spa day for JP. And then
that's
I,
how it feels.
And I administer what you've basically asked for, what you trust me to do.
Yeah.
So in a sense, it is because you still have the control to say one way or the other, but you can relax and trust that everything's being done the right way. Yeah. So you don't have to be like, hey, pick up that rock and put it over here or rub my shoulder the right way, motherfucker. Yep. So I think it makes me wonder because there's some people, there's some big names in this world that do a lot of things. And I wonder, I'm like, how dirty?
Donald Trump likes getting fucked in the ass. I could probably tell you that. And if he doesn't, he's thought about it a lot.
Oh, shit.
Am I allowed to say that?
I mean, you can say what you want to say. I mean, I'm now I'm trying to figure out.
Like, what is the proper sound effect? Seriously, though.
It's,
He's just the big one right now.
Right, he's the one up there. But there's like even celebrities. And who knows? And I'm not saying that everyone does. But I feel like at some point, especially when you have, you are control, control, you need to, if nothing more for than just self-care, you got to step back and let someone do all the work.
Yeah.
And whether it's being fucked in the ass, and for the record, there is not a fucking thing wrong with any man wanting to get fucked in the ass.
Hell no.
Nothing.
Oh no.
So we're not saying that.
No.
But it's one of those, it's the, and it's your own personal business. You don't have to tell anybody, even the fucking Cheeto in charge, if that's what you fuck, if that's what makes you happy, whatever. It's more of a, it just, I'm curious because of that. But at the same time, people are probably like, well, what is JP into when the doors are closed and no one's looking? And I can tell you all right now, I'm boring as fuck. I am so boring.
You're like, this is it for me. Yeah. I get enough.
I experimented going through my 20s and did all kinds of really crazy shit to me and my body and my butthole and my penis and everything else.
And that's the stage I'm in now.
Yeah, I'm just like, wait a minute, what like, can
what,
I do?
What can I shove where?
Yeah. Is that a pocket? Can I?
Yes.
Nope, that doesn't belong there.
Yep.
So, I mean, I've done it, and maybe that's the reason I'm so vanilla now. In my work. I mean, I still like to do the dirty things here and there, but there's the, you know, no one's in the studio and having that time where I actually can be like, hey, babe, don't go out there. And it's not something that I've been doing all week long because it's the same thing. Yeah. Like, you know, I say all the time, the mechanic's car doesn't run, the plumber's toilet doesn't flush. And most of the time, the sex worker doesn't really want to go home and keep fucking.
Yeah, no.
You're kind of like, can we just watch SVU and like eat popcorn?
Can you rub my back? Yeah, and eat dinner together. Yeah. Seriously.
Can we just hang out?
Yeah.
I'll hold your hand.
Yeah.
I'll tell you you're pretty.
Yeah, that's like definitely the biggest change, I would say. I love it. You know, I feel like I actually like, as much as I'll be like, I'm lonely, it's like, but I get to be a lot more intimate with people that I like, I never would have been able to because I'll like normally before it's like every, the goal is to fuck.
Right.
You know, for most guys, it's that is the end goal. And here it's like you get that first, you get up front. And it's like they've had every pussy in the world, this or dick or whatever.
Right.
And it's just, I don't know, they're over it. It's like there's so much more to life than just sex.
Than just sex.
Yeah, and it's awesome to
sex is awesome.
Be in a sex industry, but one of the best things is the everything else, you know.
Right. Because you do, because it's not, you get to let your guard down. You get to let your inhibitions kind of flow a little more, because there's a lot of people in this world who go through their entire life, females wondering, is there really such a thing as an orgasm or a G-spot? And men thinking that, and men, I mean, we, statistically, men are supposedly bigger pigs than women. And just, I think it depends on the age group you're talking to.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't know about that.
Because you're still a young lady. You wait till you get a little older. Because
I'm such a perv.
I'm married to a MILF now, let me tell you.
Pervy. Yeah.
I think they get dirt. But it's because you get older and you become more confident and you start realizing, you know what, I don't want to lay on my back and turn off the lights and get under the covers and call it missionary and then we're done. It's fucking force me down, do this, do that, and it starts getting nastier and nastier. And I think that's one of the reasons that cougars are such a thing, because these younger men are like, these girls can fuck.
They're like, they want it,
right? And they have the confidence and the experience. They're like, fuck, I don't give a shit. I don't care if I look pretty.
That's what it is. It's a confidence. Because even like in porn, when I hear MILFs talk, it turns me the fuck on, because I can't talk like that. I'm a little girl, like, compared to that, you know? It's like, and I'm like, fuck my ass. Like, no, like, they just, it's just, so, it's natural and sexy. It's just like, oh, that's what I want to be when I'm older, you know? Like, seriously, I'm like, yes.
But there's that, like you said, there's the confidence. There's the thing, and it's the same thing with being in this industry. Mm-hmm. Because if you were the average 22-year-old young lady, you have a job, you may or may not have a boyfriend, you may or may not be a slut, you may or may not have a girlfriend, but you probably aren't doing the things that you've experienced so far, because you're like, well, I don't want, you know, Billy to think that I'm a slut because I asked him to fuck my ass, or
because I wanted to,
because I wanted him to bring Jimmy over.
Yeah, exactly. Or even like, I have been thinking about this a lot recently. Like, I used to like think I was straight, and I like used to tell myself like it, like in middle school, I remember this girl, like, one of my really close friends told all of us that she, you know, liked girls too. And all my friends like, ew. And I was just, I didn't care. I didn't have any opinion. But I always like felt, I'm like, why did I feel that way? You know, why didn't I give a fuck? And then I get here and like, that's probably like the most wonderful thing is like, I get to love every type of person now. Like, I get to really explore myself. Cause like there is a lot more to, you know, sex than just being penetrated and all of that. And it's nice to, I don't know, that's really good.
Yeah. I had a model several years ago, probably 5 or 6 years ago. Now, we were doing an interview just for one of the regular kink shoots. And she said, something about, well, today we're going to, I was like, so tell us what we're going to be doing today. She's like, well, you and I are going to fuck. And I was like, hold on. I was like, you and I aren't fucking. She was like, yes, we are. And she was like, just because you're not putting your cock inside of me does not mean that we're not fucking. Mm-hmm. And I knew what I did was intimate. And I knew that it was more intimate on a lot of levels than the average sex shoot that you do, because of the trust, because of the things that we do. And I knew that. And I was aware of that. But I never thought we're fucking.
Yeah.
And after she said it, I kind of sat there. And I remember like this little bomb going, I don't know if I have the sound effect, but this little fucking bomb goes off in my head, and I'm like, fuck, that's real, like, that's what we're doing. We're just, because I'm not sliding into your vagina or your butthole or your mouth doesn't mean that we're not at the same or even a higher level of fucking.
It's all like an energy transfer, even like with the people that you are penetrated by. It's still, even if it's for work, and I like have trouble like telling people this sometimes, or like, I guess like articulating it in the right way, but it's like, yeah, our job is to fuck and whatever, but like every person that goes inside of my body is like doing something to me.
Right.
You know, I can't turn that off in my brain. I wish that I could, but every sexual experience I have sticks with me, you know? And so, and it changes me, and I think it is the same for everyone else. It's just like more like if you realize it or not, but
it happens. I mean, you know, you either have,
and you either leave the situation, the sex, and you feel good, or you feel gross. And that's, you know, and you never want to feel bad after it. And that, and like she said, it doesn't have to be penis and the vagina. It's, can be anything.
Right.
You know.
Like you even said, it's like it's the same. It's a term that we use in the BDSM community. It's called, it's a power exchange. Mm-hmm. It's when two people fucking give it all away. Mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily have to be penis, vagina, or butt, or mouth, or vagina, vagina, or whatever. It doesn't have to be that. It can be, it's, it could, because it is. It is deeper.
Yeah.
Especially when it's done in a way that's.
Especially this, it's all trust.
Right.
It's all being comfortable. It's all, yeah.
And you also, there's a higher level of vulnerability to where you really, you're kind of putting it all out there. Mm-hmm. And I joke with a lot of the girls that, you know, you, when you're on a normal porn set, you go in and you've been in the mirror and you know your face and you know how to ooh and to ah and to look the way they want. Give me it over the shoulder.
Suck in this way and stick out that way.
And you know how to give those looks through the whole thing. And when you come in here, you're not worried about your O face. You're not worried about how you are like, I'm here for the experience and I will be a sweaty, crying, snot hanging out of my face, fucking hot mess, and probably walk away from it happier than you were.
Always.
Because it's more
it's natural,
right? It's natural, pure, and it's more primal,
I think. And yeah, that's why I like it, because I feel like when I started the industry, that is like kind of what I was expecting more of, and which is why like my performance I felt was, now I feel, was trash, because I wasn't performing then. Like I was enjoying it, I was full, I was just having normal sex pretty much,
right?
And now it's like I know how to perform and I know how to like look at a camera, I know, you know, when to moan a little bit louder or whatever, but like with this, it's, I can't. Like there's no way for me to,
and know. Everyone sees it. If any fan of BDSM is going to watch a scene, and they're going to instantly be like, eh, she wasn't there.
Yeah.
And they call it now because it's getting more and more, as we were talking about earlier, people don't, they can, they're going to tell you quick that they don't fucking like something.
Yeah.
And if they see me work with someone or anybody work together and there's not chemistry, they're going to like, don't bring them back. Yep. Like they will trash talk.
Yep.
And most companies are really good about delete the bad shit, and then they go behind the camera. And well, you do, you don't want people sitting there. Like if you had an, you and I did an update, and you went to go be like, oh, I wonder how well it did, and it was all fuck her. She, you'd be like, I'm not doing this.
I don't read though. I probably it's, should, but I don't.
And it's better not to. I don't. It's better. I joke all the time that I wish I couldn't. I wish I wish I had the money to pay someone to read my comments and then have the power to go through and just delete the shit.
Yeah, Tom.
Yeah, if there's someone being an asshole, just delete it. Don't ever let me see it. Mm-hmm. Maybe I need to pay someone.
I mean, you can.
I know there's people.
There's
that'll
a
do
lot
it.
Of people.
Yeah, there's there people that are like, well, we'll do this for a low price.
Yeah,
of
for $50.
Yeah, but then it's the well, what part? How sensitive am I? Like, am I so sensitive that I can't read it and just delete it myself? Mm-hmm. And I mean, the problem.
But it's all going, like, even if you're not reacting to it at the moment, at some point in time, you're gonna look in the mirror and. Oh, yeah, they said that I gained a little bit of weight. Most people, even with an extremely healthy mind, like, there is going to be a day that you're going to let it get to you, you know? Or, like, you're having a bad day, and you see, that's when it's bad. Is like
or someone in your personal life says something, and it clicks that same shitty comment. You're like, fuck,
you're like,
maybe
it's
they're
true,
right.
It's real, yeah.
So, that, unfortunately, is why we talk about these fucking people, is because they hit you where it hurts. They hit, they fucking do low blows under the belt.
Yeah.
So, whatever. That makes me happy to hear, like, that you, cause it does, it sounds like you have become coming into this industry. It seems like, and not, don't let me put words in your mouth, but it seems like you came in sexually charged in a way that like you wanted to learn something and you seem to, in about a year's time, become a very empowered woman to where you're like, you're owning all of your sexuality now.
Yeah. It's really cool. And I never thought that I would like have this feeling in my mind that I'm able to go out and fuck whoever I want and do whatever I want, but still, you know, want to have kids and a normal life and everything. And like, you can have it all.
Right.
And it's.
Cause yeah, nothing, no one says that you can't be a normal parent.
I used to think it was okay. I can only have a normal job, normal life and have kids. And then whenever I first got in, it was like, fuck, well, I'm literally never going to have a relationship. I'm never going to have, but like it's not one or the other. It's
all possible. And that's because there's plenty of us in this industry who aren't judgmental. I mean, fuck, until
and there's plenty around the industry or even out there now. Like it's like we were talking about, everything's changing, you know?
Yeah. I know several models who are married or in very amazing relationships with people who aren't even in the fucking industry.
Oh yeah.
They don't care. And what it's the same thing. It's work is work. And when work is done, we're done. We walk away. And that's, it's work. It's the same thing as if you go to a cubicle or if you went to a mall or you were at a factory, you went to work, you did your job. We just happened to fuck each other.
Yep. That's it.
Yeah.
That's literally it.
But it's more empowering. Like I said, it's like you can, because you were just saying earlier, you're like, oh, when I grow up, I want to be a MILF. Yeah. I feel like, and because you said what, you're 22 now.
Yeah.
At 22, you probably have more confidence than most people until they hit like 30, 35.
Yeah.
Because it's that confidence you start gaining. There's people that are cocky, and cocky is just, it's not necessarily confident. It's more of overcompensating maybe.
Yeah. Yes.
So, and there's a difference because there's cocky that's confident. They know they know they're so goddamn good. They get a little chip on their shoulder. Yeah. And then there's the ones that are just cocky who are trying to overcompensate because they
and cover up something.
They're insecure. Yeah. So, I'm gonna start charging you fucking people. I'm just kidding. I truly believe that at 22, you probably are more secure and more on top of your shit sexually, at least, than fucking most people are, like I said before. Because you usually get 30s and even sometimes 40s before you're like, yeah, that's the stuff right there.
Or you've been with the same person since you were 18 and you're just fucked. Because that's why people start cheating and, you know, hiring ladies. Well,
that's why we all have jobs. Because they need porn to jerk off to. Yeah,
seriously.
Because we, I feel like, do a very good deed in a way that we help keep relationships together, because there's people who genuinely do. I love you, you love me, and we were high school sweethearts and we lost our virginity to each other, and that's a beautiful story. Yeah. But you gotta be like, damn, I want to know what that there's tastes more. Like or what. So especially if you start watching the porn, so, and sometimes people are like, I don't want to fuck anybody else, but I'm really curious, and that's a super healthy way to be like, hey, look, look at Alexis.
Other people do in fucking the Alexis.
Tay, look at the fucking shit she's doing. Look at that JP. What the fuck did he do?
One day I can have that.
And then there's the, hey, babe, I was watching this thing, or you're watching it together. Like, it's,
that's my favorite. Like, I get couples sometimes. I met a couple at Exotica, actually. And they're like, they're like the biggest smiles on their face. Like, we watch your porn. I'm like, that is like the fucking coolest thing that someone could ever say to me, is a couple coming up to me and saying, hey, we both enjoy you together. Like,
yeah, you can't. I don't think people that don't do this for a living would never be able to wrap their head around it. It's one of the highest compliments to know that you've touched people. We touch people in a way that's so deep and so intimate. That they do, like, when those hardcore fans, they adore you
forever,
because you've helped their relationship
or work or stress or whatever it is,
and you give them a reason to be a happier person. And I think that's a really good thing that a lot of people that there's oversight when they're like, oh, you're a bunch of whores and a bunch of, you know, whatever, delinquents. And
been a delinquent.
I've been a delinquent since I was born.
Exactly.
So fuck you guys. You know what? As much as I hate to do this, we need to get you on the road because I know you got to get out of here. This has been awesome. This has been super cool.
It's an amazing day.
You are still young in this industry. And I say that only because what I'm about to ask you is I do an advice thing at the very end, even though I think we've been full of advice on this one. If you could give advice to someone coming into the industry right now, what would you say to them?
Love yourself first. 100% have that confidence, because this industry will rip you apart if not. Every comment you see will rip you apart. Like, you have to have that base of self-confidence and know your self-worth before you ever step foot in this door. Because if you come here looking for someone to validate you, you're going to kill yourself. Like, you're, you know, either for real or...
Well, they'll chew you up and spit you out.
Exactly.
Yeah, because that's real.
Yeah, that's like 100% the number one thing. And that's something I'm if I would have come in this industry a year earlier, I would not be here right now.
Right.
You know.
It is. And I feel that BDSM is the same way. When people come in and they, for whatever reason, are trying to use this as a way to continue the abuse. Like you said earlier, when you said you self-harmed and then, but it was for the release. Mm-hmm. And then you found a healthy release and you've never looked back.
Yeah.
But there are people who therapeutically come to BDSM and they're like, well, and subconsciously sometimes, but like, my dad or my uncle or my whoever, my old boyfriend or my old husband used to fucking abuse me so much that maybe this is the only way I can find love. And people do a lot of things out of a lot of desperation. And I feel, but what you just said is having, you can't come into this searching for validation. You got to come in here and be on your own two feet, have your own support
and
system.
Know who you are.
Right.
Because it will get warped, you know, very much, very quickly. Yeah. Yeah. No matter how strong your mind is, it's hard.
You're wise beyond years, girl. You are. Like, I'm sitting here, like, I'm sitting as we're talking. I'm like, I got to remind myself. She keeps telling us.
Where's my husband?
She says she's 22 years old, but she's got a lot going on. All right. That was amazing advice. Like I said, we'll get to all the social media stuff to pop on here later. You were awesome. Thank you so much.
You're awesome.
Everybody, Alexis Tay.
Twerk to that. Like the video earlier. Can we plug that girl's Instagram?
Oh, shit. All right. See you guys.